This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
All right, Coach, completely night and day, first half and second half. What did you say to your team? What adjustments did you make coming out of the locker room to overwhelm Del State late?
Well, I thought we played a bad first half. They came out and they made some shots early, got a lead. And I thought we got a little down on ourselves and didn't quite focus like we needed to when things were going bad. And I always tell them, true definition of your character is not how you respond when things are going well, but when you struggle. And we were struggling through that first half, but yet we're only down 2 possessions. We're down 6 points. And we came out in the second half. We talked about leadership. We talked about somebody stepping up and leading the way. And I thought we got it today like we've been getting it from multiple places. So I was really pleased with the effort. But it all came down to knocking down some shots, and they feel good. And then it goes from there.
Got it, especially from Alexis Hicks. 18 points in the game. She had 6 threes, and she seemed to be the spark. She hit a couple of back-to-back coming out in the third quarter, and it was just a completely different game after that.
I thought we found her. She had great looks. She took her time, and she knocked them down. And I thought that we took good shots. We created the space, and we made the next pass. And CeCe, I thought, did a great job of finding people. And then, what Kiki was able to do on the defensive end, it changes the game.
Najee Pollard for Del State finished 22 points, 10 rebounds. 8 days ago, you held her to 5 points, but today she came out big, but you shut down everybody else. So it's sort of, that's the one way to approach Delaware State. She let her try and beat you and shut down everybody else.
Well, I don't know if anybody can stop Najee Pollard. I mean, we didn't stop her the other night. She just had a bad game. It wasn't anything that we did. She's a monster. She's a monster at going to get it. She's been a double-double since she came in the league. She was a preseason player of the year, and she's going to have a hell of a senior year. So, she's a kid we know we have our hands full with, but we want to make it as difficult as possible. And I thought we were able to do that with the different defenses that we played.
Quick turnaround time. I believe for the first time this year, back-to-back days you guys will play, and you'll get one of the beasts of the league, Bethune-Cookman. But, the old adage, it's a cliche because it's true. It's hard to beat the same team 3 times in 1 season. So what do you guys got to do to come in here, pull off the upset over the number 2 tomorrow afternoon?
We need to shoot the ball like we did in the second half today. I think if we can get, if we can knock down shots at a good percentage, and we'll compete on the glass against them, and don't allow them to shoot the ball as well as they're capable of, particularly the player of the year. That young lady killed us at her place with 29 points in a very close game. So, we got our hands full against a really good coach, a really good team, well coached, even in the absence of their coach. That just goes to show you what type of leader and coach that she is and how they've been playing in her absence. And congratulations to her and her husband. They just had a baby. I don't know if it's a boy or girl, but I knew that baby had to come soon because it was getting old in there. So I'm taking congratulations to Coach Vanessa, and wishing her and her family the best and a healthy baby.
All right, Coach, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll let you get to your poetry slam or whatever you're dressed for right now. Definitely looking good today.
A poetry slam, that's a different one.
Yeah.
Thanks, Will.
Yeah, no problem. He's Fred Batchelor. He's the head coach of the victorious Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks, and he's got one more game at least to coach. Tomorrow afternoon, the 7th-seeded Maryland Eastern Shore Hawks will face the 2nd-seeded Bethune-Cookman Lady Wildcats.